Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Tom Rowland with Saltwater Experience. Being a professional fisherman is tough on the body, it's tough on the back. Whether you're a professional or whether you're a recreational fisherman, nobody wants to have low back pain. That's what we're going to talk about today. How to avoid that low back pain, how to eliminate it, and how to make sure that you're not going to get it in the future. So one of the things that we're doing a lot as fishermen is we're sitting down a lot. We're sitting down driving the boat. We're sitting down in the car on the way to the fishing spot. And the weekend warriors are sitting down all week waiting to go fishing. So when you're sitting down a lot, you're in this position, all of this stuff starts to get really tight. You start to get in a position like this. It results in back pain because all of this stuff in the front attaches in the back. And as it gets tighter and tighter, back pain is the result. So the first stretch we're gonna talk about three stretches. We got the helm stretch, the couch stretch, and a lying hip or a lying hamstring stretch. So the first one we're gonna talk about is what I call the helm stretch. And the helm stretch is I'm just driving my boat and I've got the lean post right behind me and it's about the same height as these two coolers. You don't need anything fancy, two coolers stacked up, your desk, a wall, anything, wherever you can get kind of something about this high. The gunwale of the boat works really well. So all I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take my foot, I'm gonna put it right on my lean post or these two coolers or whatever. And I'm gonna keep my butt tight and I'm gonna extend up and I should feel this pull all in the front. I'm gonna get good stretch throughout my quad, all up through this hip. And I'm gonna stay here for about 2 minutes. I'm gonna switch sides and I'm gonna do the same thing on the other side, okay? And I'm going to feel, you're gonna feel this right away. If it's too much, you know, step away from it just a little bit and ease that stretch up. If you're really flexible, you're gonna be able to get all the way back to where your heel's right on your butt and you're gonna feel the front of your hips open up. So that's the helm stretch. I suggest 2 minutes per side. Couple times a day as you're out fishing, you're waiting for a bite, be in this position rather than just sitting down. You're gonna feel that open everything up. Second stretch we're gonna talk about is the couch stretch. And that's because you can do this easily while you're watching TV on the couch, or you can do it on your boat, something like this. You got just a simple one cooler setup. We're gonna take this cooler off and I'll show you just how I do it. So the next stretch is a different way to get into the front of the hips so that you can relieve some of that back pain and just kind of take some of the tightness out of this whole area. It's called the couch stretch because just like this cooler behind me, you can do this while you're watching TV on the couch. Put your foot up on the couch, put your knee on the ground, and depending on how flexible you are, depends on how far back the knee is to the couch or to this cooler. So in this position, I'm gonna stay up high and tight, keep my butt tight, and I'm gonna feel this stretching all down through the front of my hips, okay? This is an outstanding stretch to relieve all this tightness. 2 minutes aside, again, both legs, and then we're gonna do one final stretch, and that is when we're gonna lay down on the ground, and I'm gonna use a band to help me to stretch out all the way from my butt all the way down to my Achilles tendon. So for the third stretch, it's gonna help us to relieve this back pain. I'm gonna lay down on my back and I'm gonna use a band. Any kind of band will work. Anything will work. So all you need is something that'll help you to get this hamstring up. So I'm gonna start by bending my knee. I'm gonna put this around my foot. I'm gonna get my foot up here and I'm just gonna straighten that leg out. I'm going to stay in this position for about 2 minutes. I feel I can pull it towards me.
I can make sure that my knee is
straight like this. And I should feel it all the way from my, all the way down and feeling my hamstring all the way to where it connects to my butt. When your hamstrings are tight, everything's tight. So I'll do that 2 minutes per side. Stay in this position right here for about 2 minutes. Lots of fishermen have back problems. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I've had plenty myself. These three exercises have gone a long way to helping me loosen up everything in the front so it can relieve pressure on my back. I suggest you give these a try for about 2 minutes each. Go easy at first, and then you'll get more and more flexible. You'll get more and more mobility. That back pain will go away, and you'll prevent it from happening in the future.